This is Ted Kennedy. If the Cold War is really over, why does the Bush administration want to keep on building B-2 bombers? In a moment, Senator Al Simpson and I will face off. Al, the B-2 bomber is one of those vastly expensive Pentagon projects that was controversial even in the peak Cold War years, when the Soviet Union was a major military threat. Now circumstances have changed, and so should the B-2. The Soviet Union has disintegrated. The Cold War's ended. Yet the Bush administration wants to keep right on building B-2 bombers at close to $1 billion apiece. Before the collapse of the Soviet Union, Al, Congress had approved 15 of those gold-plated megabuck bombers. But now, instead of cutting back the current budget, the administration wants to build 5 additional B-2s and raise the total to 20. That makes no sense, Al. On other major Cold War weapons, such as the state-of-the-art submarine, we're stopping production. Why is the B-2 bomber any different?
Ted, next year at this time, we will all be greatly relieved because we won't have to hear you choke up about the B-2 ever again. That's right. We've canceled the B-2. Set your alarm, Ted. Up, boy. Unlike you, Ted, the president clearly knows that we face new and real threats in the Third World and elsewhere. The 15 new B-2s and the remaining 5 that are already halfway through production will give us the flexibility to hit an enemy target anywhere on the planet within hours. Fact is, Ted, 2 B-2s can perform the same function as a conventional squadron of 75 planes and for $5.2 billion less. So hang in there, pal. We're almost done. Ted, is it the loss of those submarine jobs that's got you down? It's not Bush who wants to cut 1.4 million defense jobs. It's you. Next time you ask for something, remember, pal, you might just get it. This is Al Simpson. Ted Kennedy and I will face off next on President Bush taking a bold step to end employee harassment by political groups. Tune in tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.